Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, a nice TGIF today, although we will see a northeasterly surge of winds work its way down the coast through this afternoon. So the warmest temperatures will be through midday, reaching the upper 60s to low 70s, especially inland. But then it will drop off by late afternoon and the evening. A combination of the wind off the Atlantic, that cool water still only in the upper 50s, plus some high and mid-level clouds that will start to move in. So it'll be cooler by the time we get to that afternoon commute. You might be a little surprised as you leave the office. It may feel quite mild middle of the day if you manage to sneak out, but it'll be cooler by late afternoon. But all in all, a nice Friday. Tonight, the clouds increase and thicken, and that's ahead of our next disturbance, which still looks to be destined for tomorrow. We've been talking about it all week long. Not a real nice day tomorrow. Clouds will increase and thicken. There'll be showers developing. It does look like we start out the day mainly dry, with most of the rain to the west and southwest, but spreading east-northeastward through the middle of the day and into the afternoon. We may see a quick little jump into the upper 50s to low 60s through midday, and then once that rain moves in, we drop into the low to mid-50s. It'll be a rather raw end to your Saturday, and pretty chilly. Still looks like more south you live, the better your chances for the more significant rain. And even there, you're talking a quarter to a half inch near and south of Highway 16, so southern Clay and southern St. John's County, about a tenth to a quarter of an inch along the I-10 corridor, and less than a tenth near the Florida-Georgia border. So it's not a lot of rain, even where there's a little bit heavier amounts, but it's just that it's combined with clouds, a brisk wind off the Atlantic. It'll be extra chilly. It's not a beach day tomorrow. And by the way, if you are traveling to Central or South Florida, we are looking at plenty of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. That's where the bulk of this weather system will be. And speaking of Central Florida, DeLand, there are several home teams from right here in Northeast Florida for playing today for soccer championships. Weather looks great. Now, as we get into Sunday, our disturbance moves away, so we will break out into some sunshine Sunday, but a brisk wind will continue off the Atlantic. It'll be a cool day. It'll be a good 7 to 8 degrees below average. Highs only topping out in the mid-60s, even cooler at the beaches, so even though the sun will be out, it'll still be a cool day, particularly at our beaches. So for Monster Jam this weekend, it looks like the rain still could be lingering for the start of Monster Jam. It'll be close, but otherwise mostly cloudy skies, cool temperatures for Saturday evening. It's a midday thing on Sunday for Monster Jam. It'll be partly sunny with temperatures in the low to mid 60s. And then as we get into early next week, a slow warming trend, but nights will drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Quite chilly, but afternoon highs in the mid to upper 60s Monday and the lower 70s for Tuesday. And next week, that's Players Week, of course. It's practice rounds Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It looks really nice. Sunshine, slow warming trend, really very mild. And then by the time the start of the tournament takes place on Thursday, that's when it's the real deal. Looks partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Really nice. Very nice spring-like weather, although there typically is, and will likely be late this week, a little bit of a sea breeze, which helps lower those temperatures at the Players' Course a little bit mid to late afternoon anyway. We'll keep you updated, of course, throughout the weekend into the next week as we enter this ever-important week of weather. We've got Monster Jam this weekend, the Players next week, and the following weekend, the Gate River Run. So busy few weeks ahead, plus mixed in with spring breaks for our local students right here at home. Have a great and safe Friday and weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.